Hello, this is Father Mike Walker of Father Mike's Podcast, Father Mike's Bible Study Podcast, and the Catholic Combine, the pastor of St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Beaverton, Oregon. If you would like more information about the parish or the podcast, please feel free to email me at frmikewalker@gmail.com. And now, today's podcast.
So the Beatitudes are a bit of a prologue to Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, and chapters 5, 6, and 7 in Matthew begins with the Beatitudes and then kind of fills that in as the Sermon on the Mount continues, and it's Jesus' teaching. Now, from the time that I was a kid, I used to hear the Beatitudes, and I kind of understood them, but not really. Because they seem a bit vague. You know, Jesus is saying that all these people are blessed and those people are blessed. And it seems just kind of like a strange way of kind of labeling who's blessed. But it was only later that I came to understand it in a different way. While I was in seminary, I remembered reading about different things about the Beatitudes. And I noticed that sometimes people would try to interpret them in a way that it would be like class warfare or something like that. And I quickly came to see that that wasn't the case at all, that Jesus wasn't talking about that. What he was talking about are that the Beatitudes are a description of someone who is a follower of Jesus and in his kingdom, that they are blessed because of that. And so it didn't refer to these different groups of people, because again, that it almost seems that way, you know, like blessed are these people and blessed are those people. And it's not talking about different groups of people, it's talking about those who are in Jesus' kingdom, you know, so it's his followers, his church, that those people are blessed, we are blessed. Now, of course, the context that this comes from is Jesus on the mountain, you know, Sermon on the Mount, and that also goes back, it has Old Testament roots. You might remember mountains in the Old Testament, there's Mount Sinai and there's Mount Sion, and Mount Sion is where King David started, that's where he lived, and that's where the Messiah was supposed to come from. So it was in connection to King David, and it was what the Messiah would be when he brings his culmination and fulfillment of the prophecies to fulfillment. And so we see that. But we also see Jesus as the new Moses. On Mount Sinai, when Moses received the law, he gave that to the people, and it came from God. But when Jesus gives the new law, you notice he doesn't receive it, but he proclaims it. And that shows his divine authority. And he opens his mouth, and he proclaims the new law. Right now, to understand a little bit about these Beatitudes and why these blessings are part of people in God's kingdom, there's two sections to it. And the first four have to do with people who are misfortunate in this world. And so we have the poor, for example. And that word poor doesn't refer to someone who just is a little bit poor, but it refers to someone who is destitute. So they have nothing. So they have to depend on God for everything. And so they are blessed because they are depending on God. Those who are mourning, well, if you're mourning, you've suffered loss. And because you've suffered loss, you have no power to change that. But you depend on God, and ultimately, he will allow that to be overcome. And you have the meek. Well, the meek are those who are not powerful, but because they are meek, they are humble. And in this world, they may not have much position, power, or importance, but in God's eyes, he sees them, he knows them, he loves them. And so those who are meek and humble are able to see that, and they're able to receive that. And also you have hunger and thirst for righteousness. So they may not get righteousness in their current situation, but they do know that with God, who is all-powerful, that eventually all of this misfortune will be overcome. And in the kingdom in the future, none of these things will exist because God will have overcome them. And so what it implies is those first those first four Beatitudes that we just heard, that God will overcome the misfortune and he will bring them ultimately to a place where they are going to be truly blessed. But in the meantime, they are blessed because they depend on God for everything. They're in relationship with him. They don't depend on their own power, position, or importance, but they depend on God, and therefore they're in relationship with him. And there's nothing more important on this earth than being in relationship with God. And so you truly are blessed, even if you happen to be suffering the reality of life, but you also know that in the end, God will overcome it. You know, so those first four Beatitudes talk about that kind of situation. Now, the next four are a little different. So, blessed are the merciful. All right, so those who are able to show mercy to those around them. That it shows that not only do they receive the mercy from God, but they know how to share that with the others around them. And then also the pure of heart or the clean of heart. These are people who are single-mindedly devoted to the things of God, and they love the things of God. Well, again, they're bringing God's reality into the present, into their world. And also you have the peacemakers, you know, those who are able to reconcile people and to achieve peace through their actions and through their prayer and through their words, that people who are peacemakers are able to do what Jesus did, reconcile people, bring them back together into that good relationship with one another and their God. And then the last one, those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness. And notice he doesn't just say persecuted, because we can get persecuted for things we do that are dumb. But when we're persecuted for the sake of righteousness, meaning I'm being persecuted for doing what God wants me to do, then, well, that's what Jesus had to go through. But ultimately, we saw that he was able to bring God's kingdom into the world through his goodness and his love and his mercy, through his righteousness. And so those last four Beatitudes, what they speak about is that through our actions, through our living the gospel, we are actually bringing God's kingdom into the present, because we are ones who are merciful, we're pure of heart, that we're peacemakers, and we're working for that righteousness of God's kingdom, you know, that the gospel is something that we live according to. So what you're really looking at here is you've got this understanding that you are not in charge of everything. You are not all powerful. You have to depend on God. You're living in this world, and as we live in this world, there are going to be difficulties. And during those difficulties, God sees your misfortune. He sees you, knows you, loves you, and is with you. And so for that reason, you have blessedness, because you are sharing in that. And then also, while you are sharing in that, and all you're waiting for God to reverse the misfortune sometime in the future, you are living according to the gospel. And by doing that, you are making God's kingdom present here on earth. And for those reasons, whether you're looking forward to the culmination and fulfillment of God's promises, or whether you're living that in your way of life, you are truly blessed, because God is with you, he is working through you, and ultimately he will find a way to bring about his promise and his fulfillment. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. May God bless you and be with you as you live out your faith and serve the Lord this week.